Welcome back to the History of Drum and Dance. This is a program piece about what we can do or what you're going to see at a powwow. And the drumming, the dancing, and the influences and etiquette. So when you go to a powwow, you're able to not just go there and watch, but actually follow along, maybe even participate, and able to approach different people, maybe ask for a picture, ask for a little bit of history of what they did or how they come about, where they're at, what they're doing with their regalia or in their singing. And just go ahead, if you're respectful and you follow along some of these programs, you'll be able to understand a little bit what you're able to do and what you can do. Such as not take pictures during honor songs and when families are doing things for their own family, whether it be honor song for maybe it's a healing song or something. There are different times when you can and cannot do things. So definitely be respectful, and don't be afraid. You still can participate. There's still other things. The vendor stands, the food stands, and definitely the people that are there. Usually, you know, when I see the non-natives come on in during the afternoon, during Grand Entry, and that is a spectacular thing to see. I got to admit, I've been to different dances throughout the world, and I got to admit that Native Americans are probably the number one most colorful dance in the entire world. And the things that they do, and their footwork and their choreography. I don't want to call it choreography. It's just the dance that comes through them and how they were taught and what they learned. Choreographers are people that come on in and look at things and try to come up with new moves and this and that. But these dancers have already perfected their craft, and they're very smooth. And they're always perfecting. I've seen some that I come in one year and they're barely putting one foot in front of the other, and the next year they're gliding across the floor or the grass, and it's amazing to see. Just like a butterfly, I guess, caterpillar to a butterfly, and it's really a each and every category that you go there and you're able to see and understand what each category is, whether it be grass dancing, fancy shawl, jingle dress, traditional, southern, cloth, whatever, you're able to follow along and understand some of these dances. It's really, really a nice thing. And the drumming, these singers have to have their songs. They come prepared. You know, the singing has exploded onto the powwow scene. Huge. It's huge. You can go almost anywhere now and find singers. Back in the day, 40 years ago, there was just a handful of young singers. And those young singers were lucky enough, and I was lucky enough to be there and to be taught by older singers and what they had to say and all of their influences and their connection to the past and what songs to sing and how they were appropriate and where they come from. And that was an honor to live in that era where we almost lost the singing. Like I said before, when I was a young boy, there was a handful of little boys like us singing. The rest were all way older. So I was glad that I was influenced enough to go ahead and take that up. I didn't know a lot of things back then, but I learned a lot of things along the way. since then about drumming and singing and dancing. It's not just about picking up a stick and singing. It's definitely got to have that elder factor and somebody who knows what they're doing on the drum in order to steer you the right way and teach you. You still can learn to sing, but able to understand all the underlinings of it is another thing. So, you know, we got elders out there. Don't be afraid. That is the connection between the young and the old, and that's what gives our elders something to pass on and make them feel important. And it also gives the younger ones a connection with the elderly that they need to help or respect them on that for their knowledge and the things that they've been through and how they lived their life, and now they're passing it down to them and instilling it in you, and then you can carry that on. And when you get older, you'll be able to pass those teachings down to the younger generation again, 20, 30 years younger than you, 40 years. So, yeah, history of drum is a big thing. Where it come from, and then its influences along the way, and the changes that have happened over the years. Drummers have come, drummers have gone. Elders have come, and elders have went home. And it's evolving and changing all the time. I don't think there's really any right way or any wrong way, because, you know, if something you do in this area may not be what they do in the next area. And I guess the rule of thumb is when in Rome, you know. And everybody's still respectful. If somebody comes in from wherever they come from and they're doing their way of dance, you know, we respect that. And there are things that we don't do that they can go ahead and do. So we always got to be respectful of those things. Here we are, History of Drum and Dance. And in this area, the Leech Lake area, we have a lot of influences. There were elders that were in this area, like Porky White. Also, Tom Mitchell, and there was Ben Mitchell, and there still is John Mitchell, and there's also there were men like Hartley White that all were singing and had picked up that drumstick and they started to learn things and know things. So we're still lucky to have John Mitchell around, and he is a wealth of knowledge. So yes, please, as I said earlier, that connection between us younger and the older is still needed. And Tommy Mitchell, I can't say enough about that guy. That guy had so much influence over everything and how the way he did things and how he did things. And he understood his language very well. He understood his dancing very well. I got to see him at the very, very end of his dancing career, still able to dance. He was old at that time, but he still had his way of being able to dance, and that kind of wore out there shortly after I had met him. So I was privileged enough to see that part of him, and I'm very happy I was. Once again, we're coming to the end of the History of Drum and Dance, and we hope to see you again next week. Tune in next week, and we'll continue on and carry on. You have a good week, and we'll see you back here. History of Drum and Dance. Miigwech for tuning in. Miigwech for listening.